everybody. My name is Crystal Sawan from Little Buffalo, Alberta. Can you hear me okay? Okay, good. Member of the Lubicon Lake Nation, we are here today in support of the Unistoten people. Unistin. So, like the Wet'suwet'en Nation, our Lubicon people are in constant struggle with major oil and gas companies and the government. We demand a stop to exploitation on sacred traditional lands on Turtle Island. This is where our ancestors lived and survived for time immemorial. Natives were separated and broken up from their families, pushed away from each other, and forced to live in the middle of nowhere and no chance to live and survive with their children. Native people are strong and have fought back and never gave up. Still sitting on top of their rich lands of resources. I've seen and experienced the pollution the government has created on Lubicon lands. EUB gives permits to companies on unceded Lubicon territory. Over the years, ponds and lakes have become very dry, making it hard to find any ducks for duck hunting. Major clear cutting has been replaced by over 2,000 oil and gas wells, difficult for any hunting for anything like moose. Government forms EUB. EUB says yes to companies on unceded Lubicon land and without the consent of Lubicon people. These proposed pipelines that will pass through the Unistoten lands will only increase the amount of exploitation on Lubicon lands also. And we all have already dealt with conventional oil and gas and logging, and there will be never enough money for the governments or the multinational corporations. Almost done. Forestry, governments, and EUB oil and gas companies have created massive permanent damage across indigenous lands throughout North America. This is unacceptable. It is time for Native people to stand up together and speak out and put a stop to this unsustainable way of life. Canada portrays itself as a protector of human rights and freedoms. There are no rights in Canada, especially for Native people. Canada has sacrificed Native lands. Would Canada subsidize the destruction of its parks and heritage sites? No. Then why is it sacrificing ours? This is environmental genocide. This has got to stop. Say no to pipelines. None, not your land and not your decision. Thank you very much.